Shalom Aleichem, Rabotai. It is the 11th day of the Omer. It is also Wednesday. And we have the zechut to begin the ninth and final perek of Kilayim, all about Kilay Begodim, garments. We actually mentioned in the first Mishnah of the eighth perek, which gave sort of a summation of Kilayim, that it's only usur in wearing. Now we're going to have to talk about what are Kilay Begodim and how do we wear them. So the first Mishnah explains the materials involved. Ein usur mishum kilayim ela tzemer epishtim. The only deraisa problem of kilayim is wool and linen. And the Mishnah continues about these materials. Ein mitami benegayim ela tzemer epishtim. The only materials, the only fabrics that become, that contract sarat, which is not leprosy, but is a spiritual, physical manifestation of a spiritual disorder to allow us to do tshuva. So only wool and linen can acquire those negaim. Ein kohanim loshim the shomesh bebeit hamikdash elitzemer pishtim. And the priests would wear wool and linen garments in the beis hamikdash. The big day kahuna, when it says sheish, that actually refers to a six ply linen, and some of them contained wool as well. We continue the Mishnah. Tzemer gemolim, the wool of camels. Tzemer rechelim, and the wool of the sheep. Shetarfon zebeze, that you've spun them together. So you've made strings, rabosai, out of a combination of camel and sheep. Im rov mina gemolim, if most of it is actually camel hair. Mutter, so then it's mutter to combine it with linen, because it no longer has the status of sheep wool. The tzemer we're talking about, that's kilayim, is davka from sheep. So if you took camel hairs and combined them with sheep, if it's mostly camel, it has the status of camel. Im rov min rachelim, but if most of it's from sheep, it's usser. Now we mean usser to combine it with any linen. Mechetzi mechetzi, usser. If it's half and half, then it's forbidden because it has the situation legally of being mostly from the rachelim, from the sheep. V'chen epishton v'kanbus. And so too would be the rule of combining fibers of pishton of flax with kanbus, which we translate as hemp, as cannabis, which was commonly used for baskets and ropes and things. It's a fibrous plant. Shetarfon zebeze. You've combined them, you've spun them together into a thread. If most of it is kanbus, then the pishton is batel, so you could actually have threads that are mostly kanbus with a little bit of pishton fibers in there, and you could combine them with wool, with sheep wool, and it wouldn't be usser, because we'd go after the majority. Second Mishnah, in the ninth parak, shiraim, silks, v'koloch. Koloch is some sort of very fine moss or seaweed material, which is similar to silk. Ein b'mishum kilayim. These are not kilayim. They might look like tzemer epishtim, but they're not. Of all sorts, maybe they're maras ayin. But because of maras ayin, because they look similar, and not everyone has them, they're quite rare, so people might confuse them, so you shouldn't wear them rabbinically, because people might look at it and say, hey, that looks like wool and pishtim together, even though it's not. Now, nowadays, when silk is more common, people know what silk is, and it's woven very finely, typically finer than linen, so we don't really confuse it with linen anymore because it's more common. Mishnah continues, Akarim k'saltot, mattresses and pillows, ein behem mishum kilayim. So the issur of kilayim, remember, is to wear it. So to sit on a cushion that has shatnez, and this could come up maybe on the subway, in the train, things, something like this, bilvachli hei besar negev behem, as long as the skin is not touching them. Now, the Bartonura here points out these are hard cushions or pillows that you'd put down sort of on a bench or something like this, a bench or a chair cushion, and they're harder, and we're not worried that you're going to sink into them or they're going to wrap around you, and they're woven, you know, tough, so they're not going to fray, and you're not going to enter into the fray and get fibers of kilayim around your body. But if they're soft, you know, like something you'd put on a bed and you kind of sink into it, you know, a mattress topper or something like this, then we are worried that you sink into it and the it might fray and come around you and some of the fibers might get on your skin, and that would be like wearing it. So that would be Asur. So we're talking about hard cushions here, not soft ones. The Mishnah continues, Ein aroi l'kilayim. There's no such thing as temporary kilayim. So you couldn't say, have a bathrobe or something of kilayim and say, well, I'm only wearing it for a couple minutes after the shower. Nope, there's no aroi kilayim. That's not a heter to wear it. Lo yilbush kilayim afilu al gabei asura. You can't wear a beged with kilayim, even on top of 10 other begadim, where you're not benefiting from it, really. If you already have 10 shorts on, then wearing a jacket on top is not going to keep you any warmer, and people are going to call the mental institution if you're wearing 10 shirts plus a kilayim on top. Afilu lignov et ameches, even to steal the tax. Now, this is an interesting thing. So even if someone's taxing garments that you're carrying, like it's import-export, it's customs at the airport or something like this, and if you're bringing a brand new suit in the suitcase, they're going to tax you, but if you're wearing it, they're not going to tax what you're wearing. So even to put it on simply to avoid taxes, not to get any physical benefit, hana, from wearing it, but to avoid taxes, you couldn't do this. Now, it's important to note that when the Mishnah discusses evading taxes, that if this is a legally imposed tax that's imposed on everybody, it's forbidden, Rabosai, to avoid the tax, to cheat or lie, to get out of the taxes. If it's a competent, legally elected government, then you can't avoid the taxes. What we're talking about here is it's some sort of capricious official who decides on his own. You know, there was no election. This guy's just, taking power unto himself and arbitrarily imposing taxes. Then it might be allowed to avoid the taxes if it doesn't involve wearing kilayim. This is also the case if there's a tax that's imposed specifically on Jews. If there has been in Europe at times a tax on shechita, on kosher slaughter, if there's a tax that only affects Jews, that's not adina demochus adina. It's considered invalid, and the Jews can try to avoid it because really it's a type of persecution. It's not a legally imposed tax by a legal government to benefit the citizens. So that's something to keep in mind, that the Mishnah does not endorse, God forbid, evading taxes in the IRS in some sort of illegal or immoral way. So something to keep in mind that randomly came up here in Kilayim. Shkoyach Rabosai on finishing the 10th, on beginning the 10th Perek. Shkoyach Rabosai.